you. Well, first I would like to thank the organization to invite me and let me have like this moment of fame in the all this brilliant 2 days you organized. So this presentation it's about the research project we presented for the call of resource application of NIFOS. We call it SAMPAPER because SAMPAPER is an acronym that means simulating and deploying an adaptive and proactive edge framework, right? So more or less, I'm going to follow these steps in the presentation. First, I'm going to do just a brief introduction to the subject, and then I'm going to mention the workflow we've developed for edge simulation. Then I'll provide some remarks about the edge experimental environment we want to develop, and to end up with the resources that have been provided to us and the expected results. So first, just to situate the problem we are facing, we work towards finding a proactive and reactive solution that can deal with the adaptiveness of edge computing environments. So we are using all sorts of technologies that it's now like on the related literature and all tools that are being developed and are now available both for simulating and also for deploying edge computing solutions. So the main goal we chose in the paper was to analyze and also optimize the performance of edge computing resource management solutions, especially in the cases of allocation and migration, the virtualized entities that are providing these edge services to the user equipments. So we are considering geographical areas with some access networks provided by 5G antennas, and all the casuistics that can be developed with these solutions are the ones that are drawn there, like phones, smartwatches, all sorts of e-health with sensors, cameras, autonomous cars, smart farming, etc. I mean, every day we have a new solution with edge computing. So, well, the effect of we have already implemented some reactive strategies to the mobility of user equipment, and we are looking forward to finding some proactive solutions. So we've gone through all these steps. We have done some optimization. We have implemented the optimization in the simulation tool. Now we are dealing with some experimentation. Then, obviously, with the, all the obtained data, we go through an analysis of all these data to obtain, finally, some results that are published or will be published. So let's talk a little bit about the simulation workflow. We are using three types of simulators in our workflow. We are mixing a cloud sim, that is the typical simulator for cloud infrastructures. We have developed some libraries to extend the cloud towards the edge. Then we're using Omnet++ for modeling the 5G access network, and we use Sumo, that is a simulator of urban mobility to generate trajectories and simulate the mobility of users that in our case are cars. So we connect all the simulators through workflow with some pre and post processing routines. Right, these kind of simulations are really huge CPU and RAM consuming. I mean, they need a lot of time to get their results. So they are long simulations, and they end up having like gigabytes of logs. So this is the workflow we've designed. It's recently published in a paper that I'm not referencing here, but I mean, last week it was recently published. This workflow is to compute the end-to-end delay of these MEC services, so from the user equipment till the cloud. So then we have to join the logs of the three simulations with some pre and post processing routines that are too small, sorry, but they are all available in a GitHub repository. So to do to perform all this workflow, we needed some resources that we've asked for the NIFOS. Talking a little bit about the experimental environment, we are aligned to the ETSI's framework, architecture and framework for MEC services that it's drawn in this picture, in this photo. So we have conceptually located all the modules we are using in this architecture. In order to provide like a flowchart like this one, that is the necessary steps that it needs to be performed for migrating a virtualized entity that is located in one position in the edge or cloud computing infrastructure, and following the next position the user is connected to, so then we manage to minimize the delay. So this is just using all the abstract modules that are used in the MEC generic architecture. In order to, through experimentation, implement this as we've done in the simulation part. Right, so basically, this is going to be short, don't worry, I'm quite fast. The challenges we are facing with all this scenario is that we're struggling to get computing resources because simulations take a long time. That is all right, we have time, but we don't have enough host space, we don't have enough RAM, we don't have enough CPU power. So that's why we apply to this call. So these resources are especially important for the Omnet simulations because one simulation can take like 120 gigabytes of logs. Right, that then to have to be post-processed, that generates not 20 gigabytes, but maybe 2 gigabytes of post-processed log that then has to be mixed with a cloud sim log. So it's just like a lot of space in the hard drive. We've been provided with one, we asked for one big virtual machine that had available 32 gigabytes of RAM, 16 virtual CPUs, 50 gigabytes for the OS and applications. Then also we asked for some more hard drive of 50 gigabytes of simulations, and also they provided us with a hard drive of 3 terabytes. So we have enough space, and we are really grateful for this. This is related to simulation. Related to experimental tests, we've also asked for some resources because we want to install all the needed applications necessary for working with OSM Mano. That is also an ETSI developed NFV-based application that needs some more than one virtual machine working together because they need to be interrelated. So we've asked in this case for the experimental test for one virtual machine for the OSM Mano, 3 virtual machines for the Kubernetes that are going to be like the virtualized infrastructure managers because we need to perform migrations from one to the other. That's why we ask for more than one. And then we've also asked for one VM for the MicroStack. There's a small version of the OpenStack that I think more or less everyone knows. So this is still to be installed, taking measures and things. We have already solved with the simulation. The experimental part is a bit delayed, but I think we have time till January. That is when the project finishes. So hopefully we will get results by the end of the year. We have been granted 2 resources of EasyPro, the Romanian provider, that have been really helpful with all the problems we've had. It was a very quick response, and I mean, they are just like great. That's all. Well, thank you very much.
Are there any questions from the audience? No. So actually, I was wondering again, the data that you will get, how are you planning to make it openly accessible? I mean, is it
the logs? You mean?
Yes.
They are already, I mean, no, the logs are not available.
Okay.
But once, we have 1 log available in the GitHub.
Okay.
Yeah, so, because they are so big, I mean, yeah. It's probably better just to provide the scientific community all the tools to generate that log.
Okay, fine.
Instead of providing just the log that is generated by
No, that's also, yeah, I mean, a good practice, I think, yeah. In open science. So you will, like, provide a workflow and explain how one can use, okay, the software to produce the same
stuff. Yeah, so anyone can try, yeah.
Fine, yeah. So okay. Thanks. Are there any other questions? So since there are no other questions, let's thank our speaker again.